Greetings and salutations, and welcome to episode number 180 of Ref the District. I am, of course, the stoner. That's me right there. Appreciate everybody who is popping in right now. I'm looking left. I'm looking right. It's just me. You got just me tonight. Trev, Nathan, off doing other things, so you're going to have to deal with all my opinions with nobody to check me on it, although you all can check me on the things that I may be going off the wall with, some of the things I may be saying. But it's going to be a great show. We've got a lot of cool stuff to get to in the show tonight. Again, it's episode number 180. That means we have been going for 180 consecutive weeks. So that's pretty awesome. That all started on January 31st of 2021. And here we are in July of 2024, still going strong. Ref the District always in the house, giving you the content that you all need and that you all deserve. Appreciate everybody who is already here. Lockdown Law has been in from before we even started. Rogers here, aka Anunnaki. I never even got that. We know it's Roger, so we say, what's up, Roger? Trevor's here. Doug, Brian is in the house. JG, and of course, Phil. Check out Phil and over in Philly land coming in to check us out. Check him out every morning on his channel, Phil Stifle, with his Go Birds in there. Easy killer. You're going to get attacked here if you don't watch out with all these Commanders fans in here. And also, P-Dub is in the house. We appreciate everybody who's in here. Look, we're going to try to do something pretty cool tonight. Since Nathan and Trev are not here, let's do this. Let's make this the most liked video from our flagship Wednesday show of all time. So make sure you all hit that like if you are watching live, or if you are watching later. If you're not a subscriber, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Again, we really appreciate everybody who is in here. Now, if you're listening on audio later on your favorite audio platform, Apple Podcasts, Google, I don't even think Google does it anymore, but wherever you find us, make sure you leave a rating and review, because that will help us get noticed by so many other people as well. Again, appreciate everybody who is in here so far. Look, we got a great show. Like I said, in the final segment, the cool down later on, we're going to have our mailbag segment. That's where you all get to ask questions, not just to me. Of course, I'm going to answer it, but everybody else who's here can answer it as well. So that's the mailbag. Now, because I am flying solo, it is going to be difficult for me to track what you guys have for topics now. So if you have a topic, save it for later. Because in the game, we have a special guest. Most of you all probably already know him. And it's Rico Street Scores, who is going to be joining us here on the channel. Rico's going to be joining me to talk all things Commanders. We're going to be talking about who the potential breakout stars are when you look at the rookies. Again, Jaden Daniels, we all know, has the biggest potential to be a breakout star. But we're going to be looking at some of the rookies, some of the second-year guys, third-year guys. And what about the possibility? Hear me out. What about the possibility that Jamin Davis has a breakout season finally in his fourth year with the right coaching, putting it in the right position? We'll talk all about that with Rico Street Scores here in the game later on. But here in the warm-up, we're going to talk a whole bunch of different topics, but the biggest topic is going to be whether or not you all want to see the draft here in Washington, D.C., with the possibility of that happen. There's a committee that's already organized to try to bring the draft here to DC in 2027. So we're going to talk all about that here in the warm-up. But I got to get through a couple of housekeeping things. Look, you all know that our biggest sponsor right now is BetOnline, and BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right up to all the top fights in the UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 game slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit of up to $250. That means if you put in $250, they're going to give you $125 absolutely free using that code BLEAV. So do that. Bet online. The game starts here. Again, appreciate everybody else who is also in here. PNW Trout Slayer's in here. Uptown Dre, of course, is in here, and all those that I already mentioned. Allison is here also. I think I mentioned Trevor, and of course, P-Dub came in here. Patrick came in right after we got started. So let's talk a little bit about the possibility of the draft coming here to DC. Surely this can't be a bad thing, right? To bring the draft to Washington, DC. There's a committee that's organizing to try and get the draft here into Washington, DC. So you got to ask yourself the questions. Where are you going to do it? If you are in the DC area, do you want the draft to be here? Do you want all the people? Do you want everything that comes with the draft? Do you think Washington deserves it? Right? I mean, they've only started kind of moving the draft around lately and making it this big fan interaction here in the last, let's say 6, 7, 8 years. I mean, it's been in Cleveland. It's been in Vegas. It was in Nashville. Nashville's really, I think, where it took off, right? Nashville, they had so many people downtown for the draft that a couple of years ago. And then this past year in Detroit. Detroit, it's April, so it's bound to be cold, but it was packed, almost a million people over the 3 days of the draft. A massive success. So if you do want it to be here in DC, where would it be? Of course, there's a lot of those questions. O'Brien's already saying that he does not want the draft here in DC. Explain why, Brian. Want to know why you would not want the draft here in DC? Uptown is all about it. Hell yeah, come on to DC draft. And Locked On is saying the only thing I don't want in DC is Hard Knocks. We're going to talk about that, Locked On. We're going to talk about Hard Knocks and the possibility for Washington and whether or not you do or do not want Hard Knocks. But in the draft here, when we're talking about having all these people, I think it would be, my opinion, I think it would be awesome. You hold it down there, kind of where this picture is showing here over on the side, right? You hold it right there on the mall, right on the Capitol steps would be your backdrop, just like when you have an inauguration. And if you can't get that close, which maybe you can't, you build a stage kind of right in front of the Capitol at the end of the mall where the Caps had their celebration when they won, where the Nats had their celebration after they won the championship. Huge stage. You got all these people that can come in and you just have this overall experience. And I think it would be amazing to finally have something positive here in Washington, D.C., in terms of the NFL. We've just had so much negative press and negative outlook on the Commanders and everything that's going on behind the scenes, but that's all gone. So let's put this positive light on Washington and bring all that comes with the draft down to Washington, D.C., And as Allison's saying there, could the draft be on the mall? Absolutely. That's the perfect spot for it, just like you see in this picture. You build a stage right in front of the Capitol. I mean, I think it would be amazing. The downtown Washington, D.C. obviously can handle the number of people. They do it all the time. Washington, D.C. is one of the top tourist destinations in the entire world. So they can handle the people. That wouldn't be a problem. And just putting Washington, D.C. and the Commanders in a positive light, I think it would be great. Brian wanted to clarify. He's saying that it can't be a bad thing. And he responded saying, no, it can't be a bad thing. So he would love it here. So that'd be awesome. P-Dub is also talking about the draft would be great in D.C. Willis here says would be great to get the draft here. franchise talk here. It would be great to have the draft. Yeah, I don't think there's any negatives to having the draft in Washington, D.C. Again, you put everything in such a positive light, and we've seen the success that different teams or different cities have had in the last couple of years. I mean, Detroit just had an amazing year last year in terms of putting together a season where they made it all the way to the divisional round of the playoffs. And they had, well, they made it to the NFC Championship, didn't they? Right. So they were right there on the cusp of going to their first ever Super Bowl. Their hopes are high. They've got their quarterback. They've got all these weapons. The defense is up and coming. They've got the coach. And then you have the draft there. And now everybody's talking about Detroit, talking about the Lions being sort of a model organization, which you couldn't say for 30, 40, 50 years, but now you are. And that draft helps build the image of the city and, of course, of the football team, because it's all about Detroit. So I think it would be great. You know, franchise talk here is talking about issue with security. I mean, it's the most secure city maybe in the world. I'm not saying it's always successful in being secure, but I don't think there would be any issues with security. You have the most powerful people in the world wandering around that city every single day. So I don't think security would be an issue. And Doug's asking what other sites could possibly work in DC. I know DC very well, understand the ins and outs of the city, but if you're talking about just in DC, I'm not sure that there is a better place. You can go to the opposite end of the mall, right? You have the Capitol on one end, and on the opposite end of the mall is the Lincoln Memorial, right? So you could have the stage right in front of the Lincoln Memorial. You've got the water over there on the side, and then you've got the entire mall again going in the opposite direction. So that might be a place that you could do it. I'm trying to think if there would be really any other place that's available. We all know there's not a lot of open grass in Washington, D.C. That's why they're having trouble figuring out where to put a stadium if they want to keep it in D.C., having to go back out to where RFK is, which is not a huge site. Maybe you do it at RFK with that dilapidated building in the background, RFK crumbling to the ground, and have the draft there. But I think that's probably the best place to have it is right there on the mall. Again, I'm trying to think of different places that they could possibly have it. I don't see any other place that they would do it. So, but again, that would be perfect because you do have that place for all of the fans to be able to crowd in there and be able to still see a stage that's up a little bit high if you're on the Capitol or in the Lincoln Memorial on the other end. So yeah, I think it would be great to bring the draft to DC in 2027. There are people behind the scenes working on it. This organization is working on it. They're working on things like that, bringing that. And then maybe when you get a stadium deal done, then maybe you can start talking about bringing a Super Bowl to Washington. Of course, depending on the stadium, if it's going to be a dome stadium, then you have a much better chance of bringing the Super Bowl here to Washington, because it's hard to get a Super Bowl in January/February in Washington, D.C., where it's that cold. If you do have a Super Bowl in a northern city, then it's going to be in a dome stadium. So that could possibly be certain places certain happenings if you do get a new stadium here. Franchise talk, talking about maybe even Audi Field, or somebody mentioned in Nats Park, right? I guess you could do it in the stadium. It's not as accessible in terms of being spread out. You know, I'm very familiar with Audi Field and Nats Park, which they're basically right across the street from each other. There's not a lot of area to spread out a draft and to have a whole lot of fans other than them sitting in the stands. And I don't think they really want people sitting in the stands anymore. They want them to be able to go and stand and in and out rather than just kind of sitting around watching the draft. But you know, that's a good suggestion. to possibly put the NFL draft there. Again, don't forget, make sure you hit that like button. We're trying to break the record for the most likes for a flagship program. We got to get everybody to hit that like button. Again, don't forget, 8 o'clock, Rico from Street Scores will be here. If you haven't heard yet, he will be here to talk to us all about who the possible breakout stars are going to be. And then save your questions for the end, the cool down, when we're going to do mailbag and you're going to ask a whole bunch of questions about that. Now, Willis was talking about go get the stadium deal done. That is a big thing that Washington needs to focus on. Obviously, I know they are. They're focusing on where to do it. If you remember back when the previous owner was here, we don't say his name or else we have to put a dollar in the jar. But when he was here, all the politicians were running away from a stadium deal. Maryland said no. DC said no. Virginia said no. Now that the new ownership group is here, led by Josh Harris, everybody wants the stadium. So now they have to figure out what's the best deal for the organization. What's the best possible place? They're going to go wherever they get the best tax deal. I still think that it should be down there by where the casino is, where MGM Casino and National Harbor. I think it should be across the interstate there at National Harbor. You've got a lot of infrastructure already there with the casino, with all the bars and restaurants on, you know, down the road from the casino, convention center. There's a lot of space there. You're basically right in the corner of Washington, D.C., Virginia, and Maryland. You're right on the Potomac River right there. You could have the backdrop of the Washington Monument off in the distance. I think that'd be a great spot. However, we haven't heard anything lately on what's going on with the stadium deal. So I wouldn't get too excited about hearing anything. You might hear something maybe this summer when, you know, during training camp. You might start hearing a little bit about the stadium here coming up pretty soon. All right, so a couple other things to talk about here. We got the draft in D.C. It is July 3rd, of course. July 4th is tomorrow. I was thinking about this the other day, because if you've ever been to D.C. for July 4th, first of all, it's always 1,000 degrees. I think we've been one time. It was pretty awesome. The fireworks display in Washington, D.C. is second to none. They spare no expense when they do that. But I was thinking when I was a kid and we did July 4th and we used to go up to my grandmother's cabin. Not cabin, I guess it was a lake house. And we would go into town and we would go watch the fireworks. And I remember specifically how the fireworks were. It was like this. It was like, boom, you'd hear the thud of it taking off. And everybody would go, ooh. And then it would explode and everyone would go, ah. And then you had to wait like a minute and then, boom. That's how the fireworks were back then. And now, anytime you go to any fireworks, it's just constant. It's just going, and you're never even sure when is the grand finale until it just goes berserk. But if you had a chance to go to July 4th, Independence Day in Washington, D.C., I would highly recommend it. There's a gazillion people. It's probably going to be hot. But if you're in the area, I would definitely recommend doing that. Lockdown Law brought up Hard Knocks the other day. And then the first offseason Hard Knocks came out yesterday. It's the New York Giants. And he said, Lockdown said, he doesn't want to be on Hard Knocks. And I don't get it. Why would you not want the Washington Commanders on Hard Knocks? The sort of inside information that you get that we don't get otherwise is amazing. And we've talked about, like, if you watch Commanders Log, which the Washington Commanders put out every so often, they put out the Commanders Log, and it's inside information on what's going on with the Washington Commanders and behind the scenes stuff. And it's amazing the sort of inside info, I keep saying that same word, but the inside info that you get that you wouldn't normally get. And one of the things that we saw on this New York Giants Hard Knocks episode from last night on HBO Max was the conversation about Saquon Barkley and a little bit of Daniel Jones and the offensive line. And it was between the owner and it was between Joe Schoen. I think that's how you say his name. Joe Schoen, who is the general manager, and talking about whether or not they're going to re-sign Saquon Barkley for $20 million a year. And basically the GM was like, we can't afford a $40 million quarterback handing it off to a $20 million running back and zero resources on that offensive line. And so they ended up not signing him. But it was just sort of cool to see that conversation taking place, that the GM was saying, we need to invest in our offensive line, not $20 million in a running back. We can go into the secondary running back market and look at who they have available or who is available that we can sign. And he's not Saquon Barkley, and not a lot of people are, but we just can't invest that kind of money when you got $40 million wrapped into a quarterback. And that's sort of why you don't, first of all, you don't spend the number two or three overall pick on a running back. But that's why it's so important for Washington and all the other teams is to hit on that rookie quarterback so you can have those 2 or 3 years where he's on a rookie deal and you're not giving him $40 million a year like they had to do with Daniel Jones. And so Washington needs to do that here if Jaden Daniels is the guy, and we all think he's going to be the guy. They got to hit on that quarterback, and then they've got to hit on everything else. They've got to invest into that offensive line. They need to invest in weapons, and they do have, Washington does have some good weapons, but you need more weapons. And you have to take advantage before Jaden Daniels is going to start making $50 million a year when he's the guy, when he is that, when he's Jalen Hurts, right? You're going to start seeing teams like the Eagles start to go down a little bit, even though they did sign Saquon Barkley, but they start losing guys, a lot of their defensive line losing guys because they had to pay Jalen Hurts. And the going rate for quarterbacks is $30, $40, $50 million a year. So it was just kind of cool to see the insight there in Hard Knocks. And I would love for the Commanders at some point to be on Hard Knocks to get that in, that inside information that we all love watching so much. So I want to bring up that Hard Knocks. Another thing to check out with Washington is, I don't know if you all saw it, the photo from, let's see, let me get to that photo. I got it right here. It's the photo from Marcus Mariota's Instagram where they got a bunch of guys out there to Oregon to train, right? And so you see a bunch of guys in here, and look, I'm bad with faces. And when I look at all the faces, I'm not sure who everybody is, but I can start to guess if you all have seen that photo. Of course, Mariota and Jaden Daniels are there. You see Brian Robinson, but I'm bad with faces. One time when we were at the draft night party, the team invited a bunch of content creators, and we went to the draft night party, and they were bringing in players. Jonathan Allen, London Fletcher, Fred Smoot, Logan Thomas, old players, new players. And they said, okay, Kendall Fuller's coming in. Cool. Love to talk to Kendall Fuller. So I'm the guy going over and wrangling the players to come over and talk to Ref the District live on our draft night party. If you haven't seen it, check it out. We had some great conversations. But I go over and, you know, Kendall Fuller's got him and a couple of his posse, his folks, his crew, whatever it is. And I wasn't sure which one was Kendall Fuller. So I went up to one of the guys and I said, hey, Mr. Fuller, I'd love for you to come on over for a few minutes and talk to Ref the District. And he was like, I'm not Kendall Fuller. That's Kendall. I'm so-and-so, like his on his management team or whatever. And I was so embarrassed that I got the wrong guy. So in this picture, I'm not sure who everybody is because I'm not good at remembering faces. There are some guys who are just obviously there all the time, and so you know who they are. So I see B-Rob and Mariota, Jaden Daniels, and Austin Eckler, who is tiny, of course. He should not have been standing in front of the tight ends over there. He should have been in front of the other running backs. But He's tiny, but he's jacked. So I recognize Austin Eckler. I recognize Cole Turner, I believe. Maybe that's Ben Sinnott. I'm just guessing. I'm not sure who all. I think Diami might be in there. So if you guys have seen that photo, it's a good thing that, again, guys get together in the offseason and they work. They work together. Teammates work together. And you can make of it what you will. But if you look at it last year, I mean, Sam Howell did the same thing, right? You had Sam Howell and you had Jacoby Brissett and you had B-Rob and you had Diami, you had McLaurin and Dotson. I think Dotson's in here too. I think I recognize Jahan Dotson. But they did that last year as well, and look how that turned out for Sam Howell and the entire team. So it doesn't necessarily lead to wins, but what it does do is it leads to a better relationship among teammates, and that really plays a big part on the success overall, not necessarily the success wins and losses, but it could lead to success eventually on the football field when these guys do this. And I expect to see it again. One thing that stood out to me, I've always known as Mariota being a big dude, right? And he's standing right next to Jayden Daniels, and they look the same, right? We were so concerned about Jayden Daniels and his sleight of frame, if you will. I'm not seeing it right now. He doesn't look that way right now. So I wouldn't be too concerned about his size and his weight at the moment. That could be just an angle of the photo or whatever, but I really liked it. Someone else brought up the situation with Brandon Ayuk that's still unresolved in San Francisco. And I believe he said, specifically, he said that if he doesn't get the deal done in San Francisco, he wants to go to either Pittsburgh or Washington. And we've talked about it. We talked about it 2 weeks ago ad nauseum. We just talked about it. And there's obviously some pluses and some minuses to having Brandon Ayuk here in Washington. The talent is undeniable. But is the talent going to be worth the compensation that you would have to give up in terms of draft picks, in terms of maybe trading players, in terms of salary cap? He's on the last year of his deal. If you only have him for 1 year and he doesn't work out, that's kind of okay, but you've lost those draft picks that you gave up for him. Or if he turns out to be a hit, you got to pay the guy $30 million a year next year. Now they have the cap room, but do they want to use it on a number two wide receiver? So that's still unresolved in Washington or in San Francisco with Brandon Ayuk. So it's going to be out there for Washington people to be checking out on whether or not they want to bring in Brandon Ayuk. So a lot of stuff going on. I will say there's not as much stuff going on as there were in the last few years in the offseason. We usually had a lot of off the field stuff to talk about, but we don't have to talk about that stuff anymore because the old guy's gone. I'm not putting a dollar in the jar because I'm not going to say his name. But listen, we got a great rest of your show. Later on, again, in the cool down, we're going to have our mailbag segment where you all can steer the show. You all can bring up the topics that you want to talk about in the mailbag, and I'll answer those and also let everybody else answer them, and we'll have a good interacting segment coming up here in the game. Again, we're going to have Rico Street Scores. He's going to be joining us here after the break. So make sure you stay with us because Rico is a great content creator. I'm sure, again, if you know Washington Commanders content and you know Ref the District, then you will definitely know Rico and all the great stuff that he does. So when we get back from this quick short break, we're going to have Rico Street Scores here on Ref the District. Stay tuned.